Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The first thing I want to talk about here is the fact that biotech, pharmaceutical, and life science companies are all right now hoping that AI is going to streamline drug development and make it more efficient. And I think around 38% have already adopted the technology, and that's all, you know, that's according to Deloitte, which has typically some fairly good statistics on this. One of those is Quant Health. And Quant Health essentially right now is aiming to take part with a model that predicts risks and outcomes for clinical trials. So the company's AI-powered platform for drug discovery claims to reduce potential risks, optimize clinical trials, and help identify how patients in a clinical trial would respond to treatment. This is really interesting and not something that we're always looking at, right? They're trying to essentially predict the patient's response before they even do the trial. Very interesting. So this is a Tel Aviv-based startup, and on Wednesday, they said that they are going to be raising they just raised a $15 million Series A funding round, which brings it to now around $20 million total that they have raised. And this is what they said about it. They said, with over 30 years of collective experience in life, science, and drug development, it was clear to us that the decreasing success rate of clinical trials were becoming untenable for the industry. So that's the co-founder and CEO, who is Or Inbar. And he also, you know, cited Deloitte. He noted that return on investments have declined to historical lows, which is very, very interesting. So the differentiator claimed by Quant Health's platform is one of the most extensive integrated data sets, which Inbar described as covering over 350 million patients and more than 700,000 biomedical graphs and clinical trials. So the company said the resulting model can predict clinical trial outcomes with a 86% accuracy on the binary endpoint metric. This is absolutely crazy. An 86% accuracy is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, obviously, this is a massive data set they were able to ingest here, right? 350 million patients, 700,000 biomedical graphs and clinical trials. This is a lot of really impressive data. And I think it's a really big hats off to them on being able to get such a high accuracy rate. So that actually means that the company predicts success or failure for a trial's primary endpoint or any other endpoint 86% of the time. So more than 90% of traditionally planned clinical trials fail to make it to market due to lack of efficiency and safety. So Inbar actually said, quote, some drugs just shouldn't go to trial, and for many, the trials are poorly designed. This causes the trials to take longer, cost more, and fail more often. So in a recent case study, Quant Health actually helped a client design their phase 2 trial in acute respiratory distress syndrome. And they said, quote, by simulating thousands of protocol variations, we were able to make minor amendments to their protocol that had far-reaching consequences. By increasing the target population by 4.5x, reducing study duration by 11 months, reducing the number of participants required by 251, all while improving the likelihood of success for the primary endpoint by 16.5%. So this company was actually Quant Health. I think this was founded back in 2020, which has been commercially active, I think, for the last 2 years. And it, you know, it works for pharma, biotechnics, and clinical research organizations, supporting their programs on an ongoing basis, as well as regulators in the US and Europe. So back in June, Quant Health announced its US expansion with executive appointments, including David Dornstrich, who is the chief commercial officer and co-founder, Arnon Horev, as chief strategy and operations officer. So the CEO said that the outfit has 25 employees in Israel, and the U.S. is aiming to grow to 40 by next year. So Burchell Mann Investment and Pitigo Health Tech co-led the Series A funding round, that this $15 million that they just raised. And I think their existing backers, Shoney Top Ventures, Nina Capital, Nova Capital, also joined in the latest round. They followed on. So the new capital is going to be used to enable the startup to support clinical development teams with its flagship trial design solution and expand its platform for preclinical and drug discovery functions, as well as expand its commercial team and operations. As you know, I'm super excited and bullish on any use of AI in healthcare to help essentially increase patient outcomes. I think this is a really interesting space that they're tackling right here. Definitely there is a need in the market. Definitely this is a niche product that is going to help a lot of people. So I think this is definitely going to be a product that's very interesting to follow and to see how this is helping us develop faster, more effective, and safer drugs in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIBox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.